The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about potholes, shall we? Henry was earlier on News Talk Breakfast talking about the nationwide issue of potholes, and we wanted to continue that conversation. So we're joined by Director of Service Stop Limited in North County Dublin, David Corbally, to talk about the damage that can be incurred from hitting a pothole. David, how are you?
Not too bad, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. You get to see the damage when they come over the door and the threshold to you.
Oh, we do. We get to see it all, from changing tyres to steering racks, and from a couple of hundred euros to thousands of euros worth of damage on a car.
It's very upsetting, because it happened to me a couple of weeks ago, and that's why I was so upset when I drove through another pothole the other day, because the issue I had, I had a bulging tyre, which I wasn't aware was a thing until the man in the tyre shop told me.
Yeah, it's what happens is when you hit a pothole, and your tyre goes into the ground, you can have big impact in very specific place on a tyre, and it's not able to take the impact of it. It's not designed to take an impact like that. It's designed to roll on a smooth-ish road, and it's causing a lot of problems. And as I say, we're seeing it every week.
When you hit a pothole, if it's a public road, can you not just sue the council, or can you not go to the council and say, it's after costing me 200 quid to fix my tyre, can I have the bobs, please?
As far as I know, you can. We have often given customers receipts to go after the council for it, and I believe there has been success in claiming off them. It's their responsibility to have the road in a good condition. That's why we pay our tax.
Yeah, but I'd imagine it's just easier to suck it up and grumble, as most people probably have to do. Can you do more long-term damage than just damage the car tyre?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of premature wear on components like steering components, shocks, suspension parts, let's say tyres, alloy wheels getting cracked, all that sort of stuff. That shouldn't be happening in the short runs. You know, cars with 20,000 having to change suspension parts wouldn't have been the norm. But modern cars are much softer than they were years ago. They're a lot lighter, there's less steel in them, there's more aluminium, and it is causing people a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything we can do to offset the reality of potholes? Can we do anything to our car to ensure that we won't end up on the worst end of it?
Yeah, I suppose the things like making sure your tyre pressures are correct, that will save you. If you have a soft tyre and you hit a pothole, it's going to do more damage than if you hit a tyre with your tyres properly inflated. Slow down and just be more aware of what's coming up in front of you. That's really all you can do.
The one I hit last week that I'm still grumbling about was covered by a flooded road. Now, I'm guessing the reason for the pothole was there was a flood on the road that had caused damage to the surface. But when I didn't see it, I wasn't able to take any action to avoid it. And I'd imagine, given the amount of water that has fallen in the last couple of months, I'm not the only one that would have been impacted by that in the last little while.
No, I wouldn't think you are. There's not a lot you can do if you don't see it. You're going to hit it. It's going to affect your car. Like, it'll affect the likes of the wheel alignment as well. If you hit something and you hit it hard and you feel you hit it hard, you should go and get your car checked, because it can lead to other problems happening, you know.
An interesting question from a listener here. Because EVs are heavier, can potholes cause damage to the battery?
I haven't seen it happen to a battery, but EVs are fairly fresh on the market in terms of big numbers. So I'm sure in time we will see that, like, vibrations and big bangs are going to affect everything in a car. They work in very bad conditions in general anyway, cars, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, having the weight and the centre of distribution of that weight low down, because most batteries are kind of at the bottom underneath where you're sitting, I mean, that'll keep the car closer to the road as well. The heavier the car, the less the impact.
The heavier the car, the more the impact, I suppose, is going to be.
I was hoping for something positive there, but no.
but there is a lot of this stuff. The engineers allow for this when they're designing cars and that. But if you have if your car is designed to run the smooth, flat road, and there's a 6-inch deep pothole that you're going to go into, it's going to have an effect. It's going to have an effect.
Yeah, Darren in Tip says, there's no shortage of tar for speed ramps, which can be ridiculously high. Pity they don't use it to fill the potholes. Do you ever get anyone coming into you having hit a speed bump rather, at a high volume of speeds that resulted in damage?
Yes, we thought we'd see that as well. But it, more so we would see potholes doing damage to cars. Speed ramps are generally in a lower speed zone. That's gonna, so you're not going to hit them as hard. But we have seen it where they've caused damage.
OK, well, David, it's an ill wind that blows ye some good anyway. Not that you'd be out touting for business. It just naturally comes to you with all the potholes out there. David Corbally of Service Stop in North County Dublin. These are everywhere. And if you've had a bad experience with potholes, or indeed if you've gone after the council because of the pothole that you hit, let us know. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.